Chesapeake, Kentucky, was about to be rocked by a bit of a surprise. Kara's parents, Hillary and Jorge, had gone all out on preparations for the celebration. They'd rented an enormous hall and purchased a wedding gown that had cost more than many houses. Guests were invited from around the country, and all of Gillespie was aware of the impending nuptials. His grandmother, God, Noah didn't even want to think about Agatha's reaction. She fancied herself a leader of the community, and she was tight with Hillary and Jorge, treating them like relatives as well as her dearest friends. In many ways, she already thought of Kara as her own. Noah bounded down the spiraling carpeted stairs, two at a time, anxious to get away from the house so his mind could quit churning and settle on a course of action. He'd learned at an early age, while being shuffled from one foster home to another, to make cool, calculated decisions and then to analyze the repercussions so that nothing could ever again take him by surprise. This time, he had few choices, so his decisions were easy. He wouldn't marry Kara now, but at the same time, he hated to disappoint his grandmother. He'd just started to pull the front door open when a small hand grabbed his upper arm. Noah! Damn, he had really hoped to avoid this confrontation. He sighed and turned. Kara stared up at him with wet eyes and a trembling mouth. Her fair skin blanched whiter than usual, with none of the rosy glow he'd grown used to. She wore only a hastily tied robe that emphasized the swells and hollows of her body, a body he'd once thought very sexy. Her short golden brown hair was becomingly tousled, and as Noah watched, she released him and ran a shaking hand over her forehead, pushing her wispy bangs aside. Her shoulders slumped, and she looked down at her bare feet. "I'm sorry." A cynical smile curled Noah's mouth. He could just imagine how sorry Kara felt right now. How could he ever have considered making her his wife? "Sorry you were caught?" She clasped her hands together. "There's more than just our wedding at stake, Noah. You know that. My parents..." She shuddered. "Oh, God. I can't imagine how they'll react. Everyone has been planning for us to marry for so long." Noah snorted. "Your folks accepted me, Kara, mostly out of respect for my grandmother. I doubt they'll be broken-hearted not to have me in the family. There are plenty of other guys they'd rather you marry, and we both know it."
"They love Agatha."
Kara looked at him, her expression fierce.
"I love Agatha."
At least that much was true, Noah decided. "Yeah, my grandmother loves you too. Much more than she'll ever care about me. You're the daughter she never had, the granddaughter she wants, the female relative to fill all the slots. She dotes on you, and I doubt that'll change." Kara swallowed hard.
"This will kill her."
The laugh took him by surprise. "Kill Agatha? She'll outlive us all."
"Noah, please don't do this."
"This?" Big tears ran down her cheeks and she quivered all over, truly beside herself, pleading. Why the hell did women always resort to tears to get their way?
"Please don't ruin me. Don't ruin my family. I can't bear the thought of everyone..."
Realization dawned, and with it, a heavy dose of disgust. Didn't Kara know him at all? Noah looked at her sad, panicked eyes and accepted that no, she didn't. She'd have married him, but she didn't really know him. Just as she'd never really wanted him. He said, "Hey," very softly, and watched her try to gather herself. Any second now he'd have a hysterical woman on his hands. Looking at it from her perspective, now knowing what she expected of him, Noah could understand why. Feeling a surge of compassion, Noah took her delicate hands in his. "Listen to me, Kara. The wedding is off. There's no changing that. But why we ended it is no one's business but our own. All right?" Her mouth opened, and she gulped air. She wiped her eyes on her shoulder, sniffed loudly.
"You mean that? You really mean that?"
Hell, he was used to worse hardships than censure. Kara had led a pampered life, protected from ugliness, never forced to face